There is a report that came out just before you and President Inishto walked out here that the whistleblower met with a staff member of Adam Schiff prior
to
being filed.
It shows that Schiff is a fraud.
And I
love that question. Thank you, John.
So can I finish asking it?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff. You got it right there. You know it.
I hate to say it's the New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe
fact
they're getting better.
Your response to the fact that that happened and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay, that's what the word is. And I think I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it too. It's a scam. It's a scam. Just to finish on this, I appreciate it. I love that second question, by the way. Should have asked it first. but let me just tell you, the whole thing is a scam. The Mueller deal was a scam. The Russian collusion was a scam. You can ask Putin. Nobody's been rougher on Russia than Donald Trump, okay? Now, with that being said, it would be great to get along with Russia. And we will get along with Russia because it's smart. But nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Okay.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. President of the United States calling it as it is. And, you know, people that follow InfoWars and people that follow the president will send me messages and say, you know, it sounds like the president is going off word for word what you guys are reporting. Well, it's not that the president is going off word for word what we're reporting. We're just reporting the reality. And then once the barriers are broken down, the president brings it to the forefront. But it doesn't just stop there. Not only did the president call out all the hoaxes that were meant for impeachment, just like this whistleblower complaint was, here is the president, now that he's gotten to the bottom of the origins of this with shifty pencil neck little Adam Schiff, he's now calling that Adam Schiff be investigated, the president of the United States calling out Adam Schiff for his treason.
He took a perfect conversation, realized he couldn't read it to Congress because it was perfect. It was a very nice conversation. I knew many people were on the phone. Not only were many people on the phone, we had stenographers on the phone taking it down word for word. He took that conversation, which was perfect. He said, I can't read this. So he made up a conversation and he reported it and said it to Congress and to the American people. And it was horrible what he said. And that was supposed to be coming from me, but it was all fabricated. He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the president of the United States. Not only words, but the meaning. And it's a disgrace. It should not be allowed to happen.
Your own DNI said the call transcript was consistent with the complaint. So
No, he didn't say that. You have to take a look. No, he did not say that. And in fact, if you look at what he said, he found everything to be very normal. He's a good man, and Joe, and he found it to be very normal. I saw Schiff trying to go 15, you know, call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy, who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States, graduated number one in his class at West Point, graduated one of the top in his class at Harvard Law School, the most honorable person, Mike Pompeo. And this guy was negative on Mike Pompeo. He can't, you know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap.
Doc.
I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank
Doc.
Strap. You understand that? So you're dealing with bad people. And, you know, I watched
so there you
China
have it, ladies
over the
and
last
gentlemen.
Few days. And, I watched
and now he talks about China and what they're doing with their military parade and their expansion now. It looks like they want to go into Hong Kong. The president's very keen on all of this, folks. You heard it here at InfoWars first, but it's all going to come out. And I'm going to tell you what's next, what the next trick is up the Democrats' sleeve. They're going to stay on this whistleblower complaint, but they're going to have a new narrative coming up soon. I'll tell you that on the other side.
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that make mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, this sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end.
Ladies and gentlemen, the house is on fire. And it was Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and the other Democrat dirtbags that set it ablaze. And here they are pointing the finger at Donald Trump and the American people for the fire that they know they started and poured gasoline on. This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We're going to be joined by Leo Zagami in the first hour, Fog City Midge in the second hour, and Jesse Lee Peterson in the third. So great guests coming up today. I'm going to tell you, as I teased in the first segment, what the next move is by the Democrats to move forward with this impeachment, what the next narrative that they have up their sleeve. You're not going to believe it. You say, they can't possibly think that's going to work. Let's review the history. They tried to pull off Russian collusion. They tried to pull off first Trump wouldn't even win. They tried to say when they go low, we go high. These people have pulled off every phony narrative and movement. Blasey Ford, Jussie Smollett, I mean, Covington Catholic, where do we stop? How about the lies about Alex Jones and InfoWars? I'll just stop right there. Point is, looks like the next Democrat narrative is going to be just as insane as you would expect. But that's not even the big story. The big story is what is really going to happen when the rubber meets the road here, whether the Democrats move forward with impeachment or when the Democrats move forward with impeachment. And then what Trump and his administration in the White House do in response. They've got the Bidens caught red-handed, folks. It's beyond that. They've got Obama. Got all of them. It's just a matter of timing. And as I explained, I think it was earlier this week, I don't expect really the Trump administration to make their move probably for another year. And so it's going to be pretty long, steadfast, enduring year to have to be patient as we watch the house burn down, knowing it was the Democrats that did it, but just leaving more clues all around the structure fire as they point the finger at Donald Trump, who's just trying to put it out. But you just heard the clips, folks. The president has said that Adam Schiff should be investigated for treason. Absolutely. And it won't stop there. Schiff is just the one that jumped off the ledge and made up a phony transcript. But I'll go ahead and do it right now. I'll tell you the next Democrat narrative, and they've already signaled it. But now they're moving forward with it. So just like we were ahead of the curve with the whistleblower complaint, we'll be ahead of the curve with this. And again, it's not even the big story. It's just, this is our role at InfoWars. We have to break the ground. We have to be the tip of the spear. So if you recall, this is so obvious, it's amazing not as many people made a big deal about it as we did, the big fuss. But Nancy Pelosi says, well, they asked Nancy, have you seen the transcript? Nancy says, no. Nancy, have you heard the phone call? Well, no. And she said, we have to move forward with impeachment. Over a transcript she never read, over a phone call she never heard. But if you went, I went back and I listened. She says, I don't need to hear the phone call. I don't need to read the transcript. And I'm thinking, well, what does that actually mean? Obviously, then she probably had prior intel. So she really is that criminal. Will still launch an impeachment inquiry over something she's never seen or heard of. Or she had already gotten that intel, whether it had been from Schiff or Brennan or Bolton or whoever else was in on this coup attempt, round three. Those are your players right there, though. Those are your players. But it was more than that, because they didn't expect Trump to release a transcript. So they had to go into CYA mode. And they were already there. They showed you the signs they were there. They showed you the signs of the narrative they're going to create. And now, just like they did the first time, it gets released in the press with one little story on a Thursday, kind of mingers around on Friday, and then once it's been watered over the weekend, becomes the big narrative next week. Headline, MSN. Odd markings, ellipses, fuel doubts about the rough transcript of Trump's Ukraine call. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to claim that the transcript released by Trump was fabricated. They are going to claim that it's been edited, that it has been redacted, and that it has been actually falsified. So that's where this goes next. And now the president going on offense, and you see the headlines in the media, Trump's rhetoric gets more toxic. Trump gets angry. Trump firing back. Yeah. Yeah, they've been in a coup against him for 3 years. Oh, and what else did the president say? It's like we should have all these clips. We may even have it. The president literally said in one of these press conferences, he's just been on fire. It's like there's so many clips. How do you even get them all? He literally said, the coup against me began the day I was elected. Again, and people say, Owen, it's like he's reading off your reports. It's like he's going off what InfoWars are saying. We're just telling you the reality. So I don't know if Trump is getting talking points from us or not. It doesn't matter. He's just telling you the truth. Yeah, Shifty Shift is committing treason. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's a criminal. Yeah, the Democrats are engaged in a coup. Yeah, Obama was illegally spying and committed treason. Yeah, Brennan and Clapper and Lynch and Susan Rice, they were all in on it too. It's not that the president has to listen to InfoWars to get that. We're just the only people that will report it first. And then when the president says it, it becomes news. And then they say, oh, wow, he's stealing off InfoWars. No, we're just telling you the reality. So I don't even mean to get off on this jag. But we've got the clip just to further explain this. So here's Nancy Pelosi saying, we're going to move on the president for impeachment, even though I have no evidence and I've never seen the evidence that I don't have.
Necessary.
I know you support Chairman Schiff, but was it right for him to have that dramatic interpretation of the president's transcript of the phone call at the hearing last week?
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
So there she is saying that Schiff didn't make it up. I'm sorry. I thought that was a different clip. The crew's literally pulling clips in the middle of the broadcast here. So sometimes we have a misfire. But the point is she's going around, oh, Schiff didn't make it up. Oh, the transcript, we need to see the full transcript word for word, even though I haven't seen this transcript that the president released. So the point is this is where they're going next, folks. They're going to claim that there's a secret hidden transcript, and that this transcript is edited or redacted or fake or whatever, and they want to see the real transcript. That's where they're going to go next. Now, they may pull Audible or a head fake if they were smart and try to end all this altogether with Joe Biden screaming in the background, please stop with this Ukrainian stuff. Please. But they don't really care about that now, do they? No, they don't. They don't even care about Obama. See, that's the funny thing. Where's Obama in all this? Actually, he just put out a picture of him and his husband in the desert. But where is Obama? Where are the Democrats calling on Obama? You see, Obama is still a sacrificial lamb now. It was never about Obama. It was always about globalism. It was always about the deep state. It was always about the corruption. So Obama's policies and everything will be washed away. Obama is considered a moderate now. Joe Biden, for the scandal-free president, the vice president, he'll be washed away. He'll go down with the Ukrainian stuff. And everybody will just ignore the Obama years. Ignore the illegal spying from Obama. Ignore the illegal wars from Obama. But it won't matter because it was never about Obama. It was always about globalism. It was always about destroying America. So if you sacrifice Obama to do that, you're fine.
I'm up here with the crew. It's late at night, but I can't leave the office because history's happening right now. This is a battle of wills between those that want a free world and those that want tyranny. Those who've bet against humanity and those who've bet on humanity. So I'm so thankful to you, the listeners. You are the salt of the earth. You're the people that understand what's happening and who've helped launch a worldwide revolution against tyranny. So I thank you again, but please understand how important you are and understand that your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is absolutely more critical than ever, not just for President Trump, but for InfoWars, who is President Trump's bullhorn of nationalism and patriotism. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports. Support yourself with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. This big mega sale that I call Black Friday comes early is about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the amazing supplements and all the emergency goods at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you could say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I haven't seen it, so I've just come from our own meeting. But the transcript is, the fact is that the President of the United States, in breach of his constitutional responsibilities, has asked a foreign government to help him in his political campaign at the expense of our national security, as well as undermining the integrity of our elections. That cannot stand. He will be held accountable. No one is above him.
Back down. That's the demon rat Nancy Pelosi. Literally a demon rat personified. But you know, it goes beyond this, and it hit me last night. But it goes beyond just Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, I haven't read the transcript, but we're going to move on this impeachment anyway. Think about what she's saying and what the Democrats are saying. They're saying Trump committed a criminal act because he's trying to get work with a foreign entity or start an investigation against a political opponent of his. Well, wait a second. That's literally everything the Democrats have been doing for the last 3 years. Is that irony just lost on everyone? Yes. Yes, it is. It's the answer to the riddle hiding in plain sight. Oh, but then Ilhan Omar says that Trump is breaking the law in plain sight. See, this is what I'm saying. That, if she was in a Muslim country, she would be called a whore. That whore, you know what? I'm sorry. It's just a distraction. I can't even get lost on this. I have to get focused again because let me go down this list of news and explain to you where it's all going politically. So again, something comes out to grease the skids, prime the pumps for the next Democrat narrative, which is going to be, the plan right now is to say Trump released a fake transcript or an edited transcript or a redacted transcript and tried to pass it off as real. And that's going to be the only way the Democrats can try to get on the winning side of this whistleblower complaint, Ukrainian quid pro quo nonsense, which Joe Biden is literally screaming in the background to shut it down. I mean, begging on his knees, begging them to stop this. But it's over, Joe. It's over for you, Joe. You're done. But poor little Joe, he had no choice. He never even wanted to run. He had to run. The Democrats are engaged in treason up to their eyeballs. And Joe knows it. They said, Joe, you want to not go to jail for treason? Please run. Said, fine. Didn't have the foresight to realize they would politically bury him in the process. But it wasn't just going to be about the debates. It ends up being about the Ukrainian collusion with Joe Biden. They don't even have to sit there and rail him on the debate about it. It all comes out because they tried to bring it down on Trump, but it was actually Biden. The irony of Adam Schiff saying that the president is guilty of anything for being on a phone call with the Ukrainian president when it was he, Adam Schiff, who knowingly took a phone call from what he thought were Ukrainian officials offering little shifty Schiff dirt on Trump. But what happens when the president points all this out on Twitter? They censor him. They literally removed the tweet from the president, the old song, look at this photograph. Everyone was annoyed by it, whatever year it came out. Played it on the radio 10 times a show. Look at this photograph by Nickelback. President tweets it out with Joe Biden saying, I don't know anything about that guy. I don't know anything about that oil company. My son and I don't talk ever. And I've never played golf. And then the president shows a picture of Joe Biden playing golf with the Ukrainian Ukrainian gas executive, everything. So we have that banned meme. So the president just puts out a meme in response. Here it is.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
And Twitter bans it. Isn't that sweet? Twitter bans the meme because it shows Joe Biden and all his corruption that the Democrats are trying to point at Trump. Pretty amazing. But where's it all going? Well, the White House is now going to investigate Joe Biden and his family. They've already been investigated, folks. They're already caught red-handed. Now Trump is calling on China to help investigate the Bidens. Yeah, Biden was a bag man for China, too. What's this? Judge Napolitano on Fox News says Trump's behavior is criminal and impeachable. Get ready, folks. This is how it's going to go. Fox News is going to cozy up with enough people to Trump. I'm not even saying they're bad, but the Maria Bartiromos, the Lou Dobbs, the Sean Hannitys, and Laura Ingrams, they'll stay cozy with Trump, the Tucker Carlsons. But then the rest will start to go anti-Trump. And eventually there'll be a threshold that breaks where the president is going to say, okay, you're basically anti-Trump now. I cannot deal with this. So that's where that's going, ladies and gentlemen. In the midst of this Cold War, you'll see people will be taking sides as we get closer to the 2020 election. Now, I'm about to be joined by Leo Zagami coming up, leozagami.com. He's got some breaking news. He thinks he has the biggest story right now that nobody's talking about, so we're going to have him on to discuss that. But first, InfoWarsStore.com. I think that this may be the last day. That was the original plan. Now, I don't want to say it won't get extended because tomorrow, I guess, would be Black Friday potentially. But the Black Friday sale, which is 50% off all InfoWars life supplements, free shipping store-wide, and double Patriot points with every order, is about to come to an end, ladies and gentlemen. It is about to come to an end. So rush on over to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these specials before it's too late. I was really excited to see that people are trying the Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of first-time people trying out the Patriot Blend coffee. There are a lot of coffee drinkers out there listening to InfoWars, and we just don't talk about our coffee that much, so we brought it up a couple times. People said, hey, I'll try that coffee. They went to InfoWarsStore.com. They got the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee, and now they love it. Read all the five-star reviews for yourself. Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's basically like if you place one order right now at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll probably get enough Patriot points to get a free bag of coffee because we have the double Patriot points right now. So it's like if you buy like 5-6 supplements right now, you'll immediately have enough Patriot points for a free bag of coffee. So that's basically what the Patriot points are right now. Just we're giving stuff away free. You just choose what you want out of the entire store. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, you know that's how you support us. Folks, please fund us as we go into this 2020 election, because I got to tell you, we got a lot of things we want to do, but we got to start measuring some things right now as we gear up for the 2020 run to decide what it is we can and can't do, what's realistic, what's not, what we need to focus on and concentrate on as we go into 2020. But if we have just unlimited fuel by you going to InfoWarsStore.com, there are no limits to what we can do.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest, because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny.
It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us that understand the big picture to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high-quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists and their Democrat minions are on the verge of taking this cold civil war hot. They have pushed and pushed and pushed and engaged in hoaxes and crimes and censorship and sabotage of the economy and attacks run by the UN on the border that are nothing short of war. And that's because it is a war by multinational corporations allied with the Shycoms and others, with the Hollywood, America-hating, God-hating filth to try to capture the United States. This is 21st century war. And wars need money to be prosecuted. And we're actually winning the war, but the enemy's throwing their full weight at us right now. That's why we need financial support. It's a total 360 win. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. It's about to end, but we're running out of a lot of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. But I need you to get in there, step to the plate, get high-quality products you already need, and fund the information war. InfoWarsStore.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, break it down, sister. Or brother. Yeah, whatever. That's a trans activist right there, ladies and gentlemen. Equal opportunity here on The War Room. And what better way to bring in Leo Zagami? I mean, I couldn't think of a better way to bring in Leo Zagami. He had to love that. I mean, Leo had to love that interpretive dance move from our trans activist. We're about to be joined by Leo Zagami here on The War Room. I'm sitting here in the break looking at some of the latest news, and it's just crazy.
I feel bad. It's like I have so much to get to, but we can't even get to it. So you have to just move on from things. But it's like Yang is skateboarding. Some congresswoman is screaming at a gun range to shut down the NRA. Like, it's like the world. But Leo knows all about this. He's written about it in his books, Confessions of an Illuminati. They are at InfoWarsStore.com. Leo joins me now. All right, Leo. You say you've got the top story in the world today. Spies, secrets, and the art of the deal today in Rome to avoid Trump's impeachment. And then secret meeting today between Pompeo, Cardinal Parolin, and the Vatican Secretary of State. Leo Zagami from LeoZagami.com. What is the big story?
Well, the big story, Owen, is that, as you remember, the Russian collusion was born out of information that came to Papadopoulos thanks to a professor operating in Rome from Malta, Joseph Misfood, who is still missing and nobody knows where he is. However, this is a side of our main story. The main story is that a few days ago, after a meeting at the Gendarmerie for the 203rd anniversary of the Vatican police, they decided to raid their own Secretary of State, their own Vatican Secretariat. What this means for all our viewers, it's very complex because a series of events have taken place. But in the end, Mike Pompeo arrived at the Vatican yesterday, he visited the Vatican, and today he was once again at the Vatican with Pope Francis to, of course, officially discuss the relation between the U.S. and the Vatican that needs to be closer because of religious intolerance. But then he went in a more reserved meeting with Cardinal Parolin, who was the actual guy who was raided. They were raided by their own judiciary, meaning the Vatican raided their own offices to avoid the Italian doing it, so they could take all the documents that will prove that there is 400 million versed by the faithful through the Holy See Vatican Bank at the IOR, which is of course being used for illegal transactions and operation, money laundering operations that involve also the mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro. Now, if I said this in Italy, I would be automatically killed after 15 minutes. Fortunately, I'm not in Italy at the moment. So I'm bringing you this information because Mike Pompeo went into this meeting knowing very well what was retrieved after they did this raid, because this raid was arranged by the Knights of Malta together with Father Georg, who was this morning together with the Pope and Mike Pompeo at the meeting. And this raid was organized, as I said, to avoid the further scrutiny from the Italian authorities. So now we can do the art of the deal. Now we know that all that Russian collusion was born out of Rome, out of a specific training camp for NATO agents, which is the Campus Link University. We know also that this Russian affair is a complete scam. And we know that Nancy Pelosi has been involved with this scam from the start, because she is also an agent of the Vatican, colluded also with Cosa Nostra. So, I mean, it's all interconnected, and it plays a little bit like an episode of Godfather 3. It's somebody could end up hanging off a bridge. Of course, it's not going to be your truthfully Leo Zagami, because I am here, and I hope that I'm protected by the President of the United States for bringing you this information, which is, of course, very delicate information. You said it's most important information of the day. Tell me which is more important than proving that they have colluded with foreign forces, foreign governments against our president, and that Mike Pompeo, and also Barr went to the embassy. He got a room for him at the villa where the embassy is and said, I want to have a top secret situation here, so all the agents, Italian agents who participated to this operation can be coming here in a reserved manner. So Barr also has been involved in Italy for the last week. So what is more important than Barr and Pompeo at the moment, I ask you, Owen?
I don't know. Leo Zagami, an Italian-American citizen now with a sharp red tie. I didn't know you got the memo, and a freshly pressed suit. That's up there. I don't...
Well, at least, you know, I always hope that if I have to end my days by saying all this, I will end up my days in a nice suit and of course, very elegant. That was a little bit what my father did, knowing he had a heart attack. He went and shaved himself, made all himself all nice, looking perfect, and then he died. he was a doctor. He knew exactly that he had a heart attack ongoing, but he didn't want to.
You're saying this is crazy. You're saying your father, mid heart attack, got dressed up in a jacket and slacks so that he would die in style?
He wanted to die in style. He shaved. He did everything possible to die in style, yes. And he was a doctor, so he knew exactly what he was going against.
That's an amazing story, Leo.
Unfortunately, it's a true one. But we are men of courage in Italy. We're not only cowards like Nancy Pelosi. I remember many years ago when I met a relative of Nancy Pelosi in Rome. He said, oh, I have a relative in America. Her name is, I said, what is her name? Nancy Pelosi. I was like, oh my God. And so the thing is, when it comes down to Nancy Pelosi, you have to understand, I'm here in Palm Springs, which was the home of a great patriot called Frank Sinatra. Now, I know that at one point there was some debate about Frank Sinatra calling a piece of the president. But in any way, the president danced to My Way right there at the inaugural ball. And it's very significant because Frank Sinatra was the guy who left the Democratic Party in the early 70s, knowing that the Democratic Party was going dangerously towards the left, towards socialism.
He was part of the JFK Democrats, obviously very tight with that administration. You could even say Eskimo Brothers.
And we know, dear Owen, that JFK was also very close to Nancy Pelosi. Apparently, they had been lovers for 6 years. I calculated that for being lovers for 6 years, Nancy Pelosi was 17 when this love affair started. And there is actually a photo to prove that Nancy Pelosi herself proudly tweeted once. So, she was underage when she went to bed for the first time with JFK. And that gives us another kind of ammunition against her. But if we want to bring ammunition, let's go and discuss what happened in Baltimore with Gambino family connections. Let's discuss her father and all the Gambino family connections. Let's discuss what happened in Brooklyn with her mob connections. The Italian-Americans have made a deal with the devil that's going to haunt them till the end. And Tommaso Buscetta, he knew all about it. He was the guy who witnessed for the pizza connection. He was the guy who witnessed a lot of things and said the mob is going really dangerously towards the left wing with dealing drugs. Because the moment in which the Italian Cosa Nostra started to deal drugs, they basically broke with the code of honor of real Cosa Nostra. So I want to tell the people who are watching now, Mike Pompeo in Italy this morning, he's a great patriot because there is a lot of courage to do what he's doing, to actually front the godfather of all godfathers, the Pope and his henchman, Cardinal Parolin, telling them basically that if they don't get Nancy Pelosi off their back, they will start proceedings to unveil what the Vatican Bank has done with Cosa Nostra, which means also involving the
CIA. All right, hold on, Leo. Let's take this pause. Hold that thought because we're going to take a break here. But let's hold that thought and let's just incredible information coming out from Leo Zagami here in the last 9 minutes. I'm looking forward to the next segment with Leo. Let's bear down on the significance of Mike Pompeo at the Vatican and what it means moving forward. Of course, it's all tied together, folks. Deep state, the Illuminati trying to remove Trump from office.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.Video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.Video.
The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off. Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that make mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, this sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee, get your great fluoride-free toothpaste, get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off, but whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you could say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20-plus years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
InfoWars.com/show.
Leo Zagami, always informative. I got a couple of things I want to ask Leo before he's off here, but I want to get focused on this serious topic right here of Mike Pompeo with the Vatican. Leo has the story at leozagami.com. Secret meeting today between Pompeo, Cardinal Parolin, and the Vatican Secretary of State. You could ask Leo how he found out about that secret meeting, but then he'd have to kill you. Of course, if he was in Italy, they'd have to kill him. But Leo, what is the significance of this meeting? Again, just to clarify for the audience, what is the significance of this, and how does it connect to the overall issue narrative right now, which is Trump is going against the deep state in the West, which is the Illuminati worldwide, the one world order? What is the significance of this meeting with those two issues persisting?
Well, the significance is simply that both Barr and Pompeo have arrived in Rome to conduct a mission on behalf of Donald J. Trump, finding the evidence that will turn around the Russian hoax collusion and, of course, bring the president back on top, and at the same time prove that there is a very vast conspiracy, never mind what they are saying about the Ukraine affair, which is completely senseless. Here we are talking about people like Joe Biden, like the Hillary Clinton, and so on, conspiring with a foreign government, which is Italy, with their intelligence services, to, of course, create problems that could eventually impeach Donald J. Trump. So, I mean, Trump knows very well all this, and the Vatican, at the same time, played a role, because it's the Pope who is directing all these puppets. The people behind the Russian hoax were all Knights of Malta, members of the Sovereign Order of the Military, Sovereign Military Order of the Knights of Malta, which itself has a university in Rome known as Campus University, where George Papadopoulos got fed all his information. And this university is still now a training camp for intelligence operatives from the NATO countries. So there is, of course, the raid made on the Vatican. And the raid made on the Vatican has brought new information that surfaced on a memo published on the 2nd yesterday by L'Espresso, which confirms the fact that shady deals have been done, shady deals which involves the money of the faithful. So how does this link to Trump? Of course, Trump knows very well that Pope Francis is his number one enemy. And now he has something on him. There is the art of the deal. So get Nancy off my back and tell those idiots to shut up, and we can all go to a nice democratic election in 2020.
But Leo, so you've explained that now. It's not going to work, though. They're not going to stop coming after Trump. So what do you think happens next?
No. Well, I tell you this. If Mike Pompeo and Barr come back from Italy with the right information and the right deal made with Cardinal Parolin this morning, you see, the meeting wasn't per se secret, but it was secret. The content was discussed in this meeting this morning, which was content regarding the raid. Now, in that raid, things that surfaced in that raid are information which, of course, will lead to further problems with the national security of the United States of America. So there has been a direct intervention, not only by the Knights of Malta, but also by the U.S. intelligence community. And now the deal can be made, meaning that Nancy Pelosi will turn 360 degrees when Barr and Pompeo are back from Italy, and she will be beaten up and will have to say, sorry, we are right, you know, they will, okay, of course she has unleashed hell in the last few days, Nancy Pelosi, but what will be the final result? Of course, it will be civil war. That is what they are, the predictive programming on every single film broadcast on Netflix is about destroying the Union of the United States. And we have seen it over and over again in the last few months. But everybody knows that by now, and so we would like to avoid this. And I think that Trump has enough ammunition now to go to Nancy, call both Jack Schumer and Nancy, say, listen, guys, you don't want to go down with the Vatican in this one, because this is going to be really going down to hell. So I leave it there, Owen. I think that we have enough information to say that Mike Pompeo might have struck the deal that would save Trump from impeachment, because it doesn't matter if the impeachment is based on false accusations. They don't care. You said it yourself earlier with Nancy Pelosi. They don't care. So we just need to get them off our back. So
I'm just going to be shocked. If it does get Pelosi off Trump's back, it'll only be momentarily. And I mean, well, I understand because, again, Leo broke it down, folks, but basically Trump administration goes to the Vatican and says, hey, we know you're laundering $500 million over here, and we're just going to ignore that if you can just get Nancy off our back. So we'll see how that goes. I just have a hard time believing. Maybe Nancy will lay off him for a month or two. Some other Democrat dirtbag will start nipping at his heels again instead, and they'll have to cut a new deal is probably how that's going to go, Leo.
I think that here we are dealing with the future of a democratic situation, where it is the election of the United States president next year. I mean, either we go through with this election in a regular way, or either we feed in the Democrats plan, Jesuit plan, to overthrow everybody with.
I mean, seriously, does Nancy Pelosi not look like a demon rat?
She is,
in a human suit, like a demon rat, like put on a meat human suit or something.
She is a demon. Imagine, from a very early age, she was really grabbing power.
Oh, I want to get into that. I want to get into the whole thing with the early age. By the way, I really enjoyed Leo Zagami's Nancy Pelosi impression. That was actually really incredible. I really liked that. Okay, so, but Leo, we got a couple other things I want to talk about. One, have you heard about, so there was the raid on Area 51, which kind of just turned into this party deal. Now they want to raid the Vatican, Leo. Raid the Vatican. What do you think about that?
Well, good luck with that. They have the latest weapons. They are trained in the Golan Heights. They are the best professionals you have in the field. Plus, they are defended by the Italian police because, of course, they will defend their own territory. But the Vatican has a deal with the Italian police, so they have to defend the Vatican from even getting to that point. So I know that the guys in the Italian police are very nice guys. They will probably just laugh at this whole situation. And but it's very serious. When you get in St. Peter's Square, me and I guess that Alex had a taste of what goes on there when the police arrived and busted us when we were already there filming the documentary. So, I mean, if it wasn't for, let's say, my own intervention, probably me and Alex will have ended up passing the night in a jail in a cold cell in the Vatican. So, I mean, I think that it's very important to understand that the Vatican is a sovereign state. You are not basically breaking into part of your own state, like Area 51 is part of the United States of America. The Vatican is their own state. So when you break into a foreign state, what happens, Owen? They shoot you.
Well, in the Vatican, you just disappear. You'll get stuffed into one of the ancient sarcophaguses, you know, sarcophagi.
They just make you disappear. They throw you in with the rest of the skeletons. And we know that there's a lot of those under the Vatican.
And
so,
then they have missing bones, and they don't even know what the heck's going on. All right. Well, it really is crazy. Hey, but Leo, let me ask you one more question, because there seemed to be some confusion about this. And so I just want to clear the record here.
With my own suggestion, because I was the first one who went on the social networks a few months ago and said, never mind Area 51, let's storm the Vatican. Now, I hope they didn't take me seriously, Owen.
Well, you might have to lead the charge, Leo, but we'll see how that goes. But I wanted to clear something up because earlier, and we found the picture of Nancy Pelosi, 17 years old, with JFK. I was referring to JFK and Frank Sinatra. It's pretty well known, you know, passing around, Marilyn Monroe, you know, sadly kind of like a cheap hooker. It was actually kind of sad, the documentaries I've seen on it, and then her, demise. I was saying that Frank Sinatra and JFK were Eskimo brothers with Marilyn Monroe. Were you saying they were with Nancy Pelosi? Is that what you were inferring?
Well, Nancy Pelosi was involved only with the president, not with Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra later in life was very sorry about what happened when he became a conservative and when he understood the transformation that was going on in the mob, thanks also to some of the things he himself was part of. I think he regretted very much, and his late life was all about regrets. So I feel for Frank. He was a great guy, and he should always have our support because I go and pray for him regularly. He lies here on the cemetery in Cathedral City, and he's a great Italian Sicilian that I think in the end understood what killed Marilyn Monroe. And one of the people that killed Marilyn.
It was really sad. Hey, Leo, stick around for one more segment. But hey, Nancy Pelosi with JFK at a very, very young age.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars. And we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan. And we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just want to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. I'm up here
with the crew. It's late at night, but I can't leave the office because history's happening right now. This is a battle of wills between those that want a free world and those that want tyranny. Those who've bet against humanity and those who've bet on humanity. So I am so thankful to you, the listeners. You are the salt of the earth. You're the people that understand what's happening and who've helped launch a worldwide revolution against tyranny. So I thank you again, but please understand how important you are and understand that your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is absolutely more critical than ever, not just for President Trump, but for InfoWars, who is President Trump's bullhorn of nationalism and patriotism. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports. Support yourself with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. This big mega sale that I call Black Friday comes early is about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the amazing supplements and all the emergency goods at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Here's Nancy Pelosi, 17 years old, with JFK. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a look of, should we say, endearment on JFK's face and on Pelosi's face, like, well, she's about to go somewhere and never come back, if you know what I'm saying. So, Leo, you just brought this up because you're talking about some of the Pelosi ties with her family over to the Italian mob and the Vatican with the secret meeting happening over there with the Trump administration. I just got to do this. I mean, are you insinuating that Pelosi knew JFK in a biblical sense?
Power Nana, or Grandma Mimi, as they call her in the mob, Nancy Pelosi. That's her
Grandma
nickname.
Mimi?
Power Nana, or Grandma Mimi. That's her two nicknames.
Grandma Mimi!
Grandma Mimi. Well, of course, Pelosi's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., will have approved of her daughter's mafiosi ways. That were also, she was also involved in the possible murder of Marilyn Monroe. And so, in the end, I mean, she is definitely a very despicable character, so.
Yeah, it really makes sense though. It really makes sense why she's so corrupt and how she has so much hubris right now. It's just crazy to think.
You see, in the Democratic Party, she's considered like royalty because she's
the Grand Mamini.
Yeah, well, she slept with JFK for 6 years, six long years. I mean,
it's crazy. You think Nancy Pelosi, almost 80 years old, she's been involved in this crap for almost 80 freaking years, man. All right, but I wanted to get into one more thing before we let you go. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, always a pleasure. And looking great today with the suit, proud to be an American citizen. Always happy for you, Leo. But you mentioned in the break if I wanted to talk about the Kanye West services. So
yeah.
Kanye West going around, said he's going to do gospel music, does Sunday services.
Yes.
It's something I've kind of been hesitant to talk about because I kind of see both sides of the issue where it's a commercialization of gospel, which I think it's absolutely is. You can say it's bad or good. You can have that debate. And so, but is Kanye doing it because he loves Jesus, wants to spread the word of Jesus? Is he doing it for commercial purposes? Is there a combination of both? What is fair? What is unfair? But I've just kind of not talked about it. And I actually did a little research on it today. So it's funny you bring that up. And there's a couple things that struck me. One, it seems that every time Kanye has one of these deals, he shows up extremely late, which to me is just kind of rude. However, it seems to be all the people in attendance, at least most of the people, that go either neutral or as a fan of Kanye, say it's a really great experience. Biblical people who are really more conservative Christians who are just kind of, you know, conservative, not, you know, like real conservatism, not like, you know, with Kanye West and the pimp videos and stuff. So they got kind of turned off by what they thought was kind of paganism, you know, chauvinistic, as part of the service and the commercialization. But it seems most people say it's great and they even get closer to Jesus in it. So what is your take on the Kanye West, Sunday service phenomenon?
I think that he's going through a personal transformation, and I'm very glad that he has jumped on board with the Jesus crew for the end times. I mean, we are living the end times, believe it or not, and I think that all those Christians who are criticizing him are not so Christian, because he's bringing into the fold his art, his music, his talent, and of course he's doing it in his own way. We, you see, if you go and search in my, one of my YouTube channels, Illuminati Princess 33, right at the start, I sent a message to Connie West, and I actually asked him, I says, people like you should be ashamed, especially after he called himself, he challenged even Jesus in 2013. It was really like he was going on a bad path. And so I challenged him. I said, jump on board with Trump, with the Christians, and change. And so I'm glad that he has done this. And I'm glad that we have now an ally in Kanye West. So that is my answer to your question.
And, you know, I wonder how much of that has to do with the fact when he came out just to say, hey, I kind of like Trump, and they threw him in a mental institution and tried to destroy his career then. I wonder how much of that had to do with this transformation. All right, Leo, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure. LeoZagami.com, ladies and gentlemen. You can always find his latest stories.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
If you're tuned into this, you are the resistance. You are on the cutting edge of using information at InfoWars.com or now, band.video. They haven't banned it yet, have they? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be joined by Fog City Midge. She has just some incredible footage. You won't believe it, from some of these leftist protests. We're going to get her on and air some of that in just a minute. But I got to tell you, I tried something new today. I've been on a coffee kick. I do have my coffee right here. So I've been drinking the Patriot Blend coffee, but I was just feeling like I wanted a little extra caffeine today. So I hit a Turbo Force. But got both right here. It's like I could do the infomercial style every day. I mean, I don't want to corner you to death here, but I've got them both right here. I got the Turbo Force. I always have one on my desk, a box, and then I've got the brand new Vaso Beats Complete. So I did something new today to try to boost the Turbo Force, if you can believe that. High octane. I'm like, from the Mad Max Fury Road. High octane. What does the guy say? Feral high octane. Kind of like how I feel. But so the VasoBeat Complete, two droppers. I did two droppers. It's probably about 14 ounces of water I had in my InfoWars tumbler here. And I did two droppers of VasoBeat Complete mixed with the Turbo Force. And I must suggest it. Very, very good combo. Very, very good combo right there. And the flavor, it's weird how the flavors kind of actually work together. The earthiness of the Vaso Beat kind of calms the sharp fruitiness of the Turbo Force. But why am I even getting into the taste? The Vaso Beat formula is great for natural nitric oxide production. Everybody knows about the health benefits of bees. The Turbo Force is just great for an energy boost. Instead of drinking the toxic, acidic energy drinks where there's just all these artificial sugars and preservatives and everything in just a tiny little can, we have a fraction of that in our Turbo Force, and it's, I think it's better than any energy drink as far as the energy output is concerned. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Half off all supplements. So both the supplements I was just talking about and all the others, half off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points with every order. So that's what's going on over at InfoWarsStore.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to take advantage of that in the limited time we have left on that sale. Now, I am joined by Fog City Midge, who's put out a couple of crazy videos. In fact, guys, let's go to the original video that was from last week. It's just, she just goes out, you know, all you need is a camera. Heck, they'll probably hate her just for smiling, but you know, she might wear a MAGA hat. She might have a Trump shirt on, and so they come after her, so she just captures some wild stuff on camera. Here's just an example of some of the craziness that she films.
I'm Fog City Midge here in San Francisco at the Close the Camps, Free the Children protest, and it is nuts. There are people out here today on a school day, on a work day. Children have been brought out of school, out of the classroom, to come to protest to free the children. However, most of these children are very young, many of them as young as kindergarten age, 5 years old, and they are not entirely aware.
Oh my gosh, they've got signs that have Trump with horns on his head. This is total propaganda.
Push a political agenda.
You built the wall, we let go! You built the wall, we let go!
The color of their skin?
I know, but this is Trump. He's being racist to everybody else.
He's not consenting to anyone.
Can I interview you?
No.
Okay. You need to leave.
Why?
You need to leave.
But why? I'm allowed to be here. These kids are out here. I'm allowed to attend a protest. I just think it's crazy that these kids are chanting no hate, and they're saying that I hate Donald Trump.
So again, this is from Fog City Midge. And it's just incredible, just the propaganda they feed the kids with the Greta Thunberg, with the climate change walkout. I'm assuming that that's what this was. We also had Savannah Hernandez and out on the streets of Austin when they came here. So Fog City Midge joins us now. Was that what that was? Was that the nationwide climate change strike that they indoctrinated the children in?
No, this was actually a different protest that exact same week, Owen. So it's pretty easy to get confused when they're taking kids out of the classroom numerous times in the same week to go protest. And yeah, in San Francisco, they thought that this was a great use of four schools' time for the children from four different schools were in attendance. These were K through eight schools. And yeah, the teachers decided to take them out of the classroom to protest President Trump and the immigration policies going on at our southern border.
Now, this is the incredible thing to me. These kids obviously don't have enough information to be commenting on this stuff. So like you said in your video, they're coached. They're coached on their talking points. They're coached on what they're told to be afraid of. But even worse than that, at the opening of that short clip, they chant, "We hate Donald Trump." So they're even being coached to hate Donald Trump. I mean, say whatever you want about the president. Maybe you like him, maybe you don't. When we have the school systems teaching children to hate somebody or to hate the president, for reasons they can't explain, I mean, that is like next level indoctrination.
Exactly. I mean, we know that there's indoctrination going on at the college level, the high school level, but to see it to you know, grade school children. And what's funny is the little girl that was leading the chant, these were chants that they obviously knew. They had practiced them. They knew the cadence. They knew the call and the repeat. So someone had taught this to them, and the little girl had a printed out sheet. So this isn't something that she went and typed up herself. This was perhaps given to her by an adult, by her teacher, and those students that were actually participating in the chant are fourth grade students in San Francisco Public School, and their teacher's a known activist communist teacher. And yeah, you can see that obviously they had all made their signs. They would be very sweet if they weren't so hateful. But it's unbelievable because these kids don't even know why they hate President Trump. I asked that little boy and he said because he's a racist and he hates immigrants. But obviously we know that this isn't true, that the policies
and then, and that's it, exactly. And then when you try to talk to that young child, the activist or teacher or whatever comes up and stops you. I mean, that's yeah. like, that is the cult leader right there. Again, you know this. You've seen it 1,000 times. Whenever you go to these events and you film, there's always one or two cult leaders that will stop communication. They'll stop you from talking to the protesters. Hey, who knows? The protester might be willing to have a conversation. They might even be open-minded. But there's that cult leader right there to keep them in the brainwashed cult. And now we're dealing with children.
Yeah. And it wasn't until I even mentioned Donald Trump that she had any problem with me speaking to the children. She had no problem with the kids giving interviews. They were giving interviews to ABC. And of course, ABC runs the story and is celebrating.
They bring them out there to do the interviews. The whole purpose of them bringing out there is for the media.
Yeah, of course. And then what's funny is when I tried interviewing some of the adults, they said, well, we're just here to support the children. And so but it's funny because as I pointed out in the video, these kids didn't come out here on their own. They didn't organize this protest. They didn't make these signs on their own. They didn't come up with this grand scheme on their own. But meanwhile, the adults are hiding behind the kids and using them to push this agenda, right? But you can't criticize, just like Greta Thunberg, you can't criticize children, right? Because if it's their idea, but obviously it's not. So it's just another way of using kids to push the radical left's agenda.
Well, I'll tell you, it always comes down to the same thing with these people, and that's they're just phonies. They're just total frauds at every level. It's like at the very nuclear level of their cell, their structure. They are just total frauds where they trot these kids out here like, see, the kids are concerned about the climate. Meanwhile, it's all coached. It's all propaganda. It's all driven by their own desires, their own political agenda. And then when you're about to expose that, they say, oh, don't talk to the kids. But meanwhile, if you're a conservative and your daughter does an AOC parody, she gets banned from the internet, or does an Ilhan Omar parody, you know, she gets banned from the internet. So that's not good though.
You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damage us, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest, because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener. It's powerful. But if you see it, it's all at band.video. You've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work. We've done great films. We've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, band.video. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To President Trump, what would it be?
Just go home. Go back to the shithole tower that you came from, because you're not doing anyone any good except for yourself, and you know that. So go back to your little golden tower.
Has President Trump done anything positive for the country, in your opinion?
No, nothing. And only negative, and not just for the country, for the world. His fascist ideals are spreading around the world. If you turn a blind eye to fascism,
is this who we're
going to
be defeated
racism,
by, seriously?
It spreads. You have to tell people it's not okay to do that to other human beings. We stick together or we die.
Specifically,
look,
what
people like this need to just stay in the NFL fan forum. You know what I mean?
Spreading.
You name it. Everything that comes out of his lie hole and his policy with the border, I mean, it's obvious. It's
what?
Obvious.
You don't
it's
even want a border. Trump wants
it's
a border. That's his policy.
That he does is just too much.
And then you've got federal judges just opening the border saying, nope, we don't get to have a border. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I just can't believe it because what do you do if you're the president? If you actually do the right thing and bring the people who have been running all this corruption for so long, if you bring them down, the dumbasses like that, I mean, what are they going to think? I mean, to give an analogy, if I really have to, I mean, it's like, someone could come right up to that lady and steal her glasses off of her face and her money out of her pocket while Fog City Midge is interviewing there, holding the microphone. And then after the theft happens, it's like someone says, oh, Fog City Midge stole your wallet. The person that stole her wallet says, it was her right there, Fog City Midge. She's like, yeah, it was you. Oh, yeah, you did steal my wallet. You did steal my eyeglasses. As the guy literally has the glasses on, going through her wallet, telling her it was Fog City Midge. I mean, that's what this is. That's literally the level of brainwashing and the level of unintelligence these people have. I don't know how else to explain it. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what does the president do, Fog City Midge, with us when you have people like that are so misinformed, they believe the opposite of reality, where even if Trump does the right thing and brings justice to people like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden for his quid pro quo and everything else, I mean, people like that are going to literally think, oh, no, Trump is the bad guy.
Exactly. I mean, people like this have such extreme Trump derangement syndrome that I don't think there's really going to be any cure or hope for people like this. They are so deranged and so removed from reality. And I spoke to this woman for quite a while and had, you know, I just kept asking her what her opinion was. Why do you think Trump's a racist? And she would keep repeating the same, well, what is he lying about? Of course, they can never come up with anything on the spot. Well, why are you so angry? Well, everything he does. Everything he does. But, you know, it's funny because I talk to other people at other protests and they say the exact same thing, but they don't have exact concrete examples of these things. They're just angry. And it's funny because the Democrats are losing with the strategy. Their only strategy is to attack and to try to shut down other people, to try to shut down conservative voices, and to try to even shut down, you know, President Trump from being able to come and do a campaign fundraiser in California. So that's their only technique right now. That's their only approach because they can't win on policy and they're angry.
I just wonder what they'll do if and when Trump actually moves against these people in the deep state that have committed all these crimes, because, I mean, it's not like they're going to take up arms. I guess they don't have any, but I really do wonder how crazy they're going to get or what's going to happen. There will be a mental breakdown from these people when their reality comes crushing down. I mean, I guess we just kind of let them go crazy for however long it takes and then just see if they can ever come back to earth. But I don't know. I really can't even, think this one out in my head, quite frankly, because I can't even figure out how they could be so brainwashed and deceived to begin with.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. And again, like I said, I think people like this are sort of beyond hope and they're probably not going to change their mind no matter what happens. But I think that the majority of Americans are waking up, right? You see, President Trump has the highest approval rating he's ever had. And as well as, you know, fundraising, he raised $125 million between Trump and the RNC in the last quarter.
Oh, and like you said, he had a massive fundraiser in California. But by the way, because I 100% agree with you. I mean, you go out to these Trump protests, obviously you're going to get hate. You walk around in a normal life with a Trump hat, a lot of people are going to, you know, kind of give you a quiet nod. But I think what's happening here, because GQ this pushed this story out, the crew brought this to me, how to protest Trump with your kids. So I think this is actually kind of an answer to my question right here. And I think that you captured it too. I think that that's what it is. It's like, okay, well, They're at this point where we have to do anything to get Trump. We're going to start using our children for propaganda. We're going to start using our children as props. I mean, that's where this is going now.
Exactly. They don't have anything, and that's why they bully, they threaten, they silence, they target people's businesses. They, you know, this woman in the rest of the video, she was talking about how she's there to boycott her neighbor's businesses because she can't believe that they would actually give money to President Trump. And this is why people are afraid to openly support the president, because they're afraid of what their fellow Americans might do to them. But how un-American, right? And how insane is it that now these people are so radicalized that they feel like they have to use their children to then go out and protest and to push these lies and to push this extremism? I mean, it's really disturbed. This woman was, you know, she seemed like she could have been a nice, normal person. But then in speaking to her, she was so radical. She was so angry. She could not believe that anyone she knew would ever give money to President Trump. She couldn't believe that people in California could support him. You know, like it was beyond her. And I'm sitting there telling her, you know, most of California is very far left. It's a very Democratic state. It's, you know, Democrat state, but there are Trump supporters here and they have a right to be here. They have a right to have a fundraiser. So, and as she has a right to protest, but, it's insane how angry and what thugs and bullies these people have become in pursuit of their mission.
Well, and it's really like a fanatical thing now. It's like a sports fan or something that's just so loyal to their team. I mean, sports is a child's game. So, you know, you don't take it too seriously, at least in your commentary, but with these people, it's politics, but it's like the same thing. I used to have this all the time when I was in the sports industry, where sports fans for a certain team just consciously or unconsciously will just forget reality. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, oh, my team is this, like my player's the best, like whatever. Or, you know, but it's like, okay, but that's sports. It's kind of fun. You like to get at one another over your favorite sports team. It's a joke. But with politics, it's like, hey, lady, you realize like when we go home, you're actually calling for the impeachment of a legitimate president. You're actually falling for globalist propaganda. You're literally being deceived. This isn't like a sports team where you're rooting on a kid's game. Like, this is, like, do that. I'm wondering if that even registers. Like, do you even think it registers to them that, hey, this is reality. Like, this isn't a sports match.
Yeah, I think that they think that they're somehow righteous, right? That they're righteous in their pursuit of doing things that would actually hurt, you know, their neighbors and their fellow Americans. And even people that they find out that are their friends, that they find out they supported Trump, and now all of a sudden they don't have any problem, you know, saying horrible things to them or not letting their kids play together or targeting, you know, their homes or their businesses. I mean, it's wild what's going on right now. But, I mean, they know that they can't beat Trump at the ballot. They can't beat him on the economy, trade, jobs, on any of these things. So instead, they have to try to shut people down. And this is what they've been doing to conservatives in real life from...
All right, at Fog City Midge on Twitter, at Fog City Midge. Follow her, see all her videos.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy, but at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers, and InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off. The globalists and their Democrat minions are on the verge of taking this cold civil war hot. They have pushed and pushed and pushed and engaged in hoaxes and crimes and censorship and sabotage of the economy and attacks run by the UN on the border that are nothing short of war. And that's because it is a war by multinational corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and others, with the Hollywood, America-hating, God-hating filth to try to capture the United States. This is 21st century war. And wars need money to be prosecuted. And we're actually winning the war, but the enemy's throwing their full weight at us right now. That's why we need financial support. It's a total 360 win. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. It's about to end, but we're running out of a lot of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to get in there, step to the plate, get high-quality products you already need, and fund the information war. InfoWarsStore.com.
Man, oh, doctor!
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're having tryouts to see who should be our new mascot. And that is obviously a failure. But hey, gotta give equal opportunity out here. I'd just like to know if she's wearing those pants backwards, or if that's a special size she's got going there, or... Go for it, baby. Break it down. All right. All right. Is Fog City Midge laughing? Please, can I see if she's laughing? If not, I'm going to retire. Ha! All right, I can stay on air. All right. I got a couple things I want to get into with Fog City Midge right now. Let's show these clips because I want to, because, you know, she goes into the pits of hell out there in California to deal with these crazies, but it's taking action. We're encouraged by Fog City Midge, the action she takes. So let's look at a couple examples of this. First, let's go to clip 7. Here's Elizabeth Warren when she lands at the Reno airport and is confronted by Trump supporters. And here's the thing. Here, just keep the B-roll rolling while I talk over it. Here's why we have the, we're in the clear now. The Democrats called for this first. The Democrats opened this barrel. The Democrats opened Pandora's box. They said form a crowd. They said deny entry. They said get in people's faces. So now it's time for Trump supporters to politically give them their own medicine. We outnumber them 10-1. Whenever you hear about a Democrat politician coming to your town, be there with a bullhorn, with a sign, with a group of people. The next time you see Adam Schiff shouldn't be able to leave his front door without someone saying, guess what, you treasonous dirtbag, we're going to hang you. Yeah, that's right, politically. Oh, but they don't want you to do that. No, just stay home and let them impeach Trump. Stay home, let them raise your taxes. Stay home, let them open your borders. Stay home, let them indoctrinate your kids. Stay home, let them bring drag queen story time to your school. It's all fun and games, folks. Don't get active. No, don't confront these people. No, don't tell them you don't like what they're doing. Here's another example in clip 16 where a Detroit police officer confronts Rashida Tlaib about her racist statements.
So here we are on page 3. Anybody look like you say yes?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not. You know what? And also, analysts need to be African Americans, not people that are not. Because let me tell you, no, it happens all the time. Okay. It's true. Okay. I mean, I think non-African Americans think African Americans all look the same. I've seen it even on the House floor, people calling Elijah Cummings John Lewis and John Lewis Elijah Cummings, and they're totally different people. I'm just saying.
That's just well, true.
I see it all the time, and I love them because they, like, go along with it.
Well, I trust people who are trained.
I know.
Regardless of race, regardless of...
So here's the point, though. It's time for people to just get active and start confronting their politicians, calling their offices, getting politically active in the streets. I mean, and so Fog City Midge took this journey up probably what? You started doing videos maybe 2 years ago now. You've come a long way. You've got a lot of followers now. What was it that inspired you to start making your political content?
You know, thank you for asking. Honestly, I was a filmmaker and an actress before, and, you know, I was making indie films, which, you know, they do film festivals, they get a few thousand views, you know, like when you're in the theater. But honestly, I did not think that President Trump was going to get elected. And when he did, I was so blown away and thought, this is a chance for us to actually save our country. And I started watching a lot of YouTube videos and really realizing just how much the media was lying to us, because me, like a lot of other people, thought that President Trump didn't have a chance. And I started watching Fleckus. I started watching other YouTubers, and I realized, wow, I could actually take my skill set and just go start doing this and just shooting easy videos, cutting them together myself and putting them out there. And all of a sudden I realized, instead of, you know, making an artsy film and getting a few thousand views at a film festival, all of a sudden I was getting hundreds of thousands, millions of views. And I was getting messages every single day that I was changing people's minds. And I realized this is such a better way to use my gifts and my skill set to actually reach my audience and to reach people in an important way and get the truth out there.
Well, and again, like you said, you haven't been doing it too long. You've already got millions of views. You've already impacted a lot of people. And it's really courageous too. I mean, you go into the belly of the beast out there in California. And so, I mean, sometimes all you have to do is literally show up with a camera and a smile, and you get internet video gold. But the point is, it's just a example of, hey, you take action, other people take action. But do you agree that it's time for people to start getting in politicians' faces? I mean, they're the Democrats calling for this to happen to us. Well, let's politically get in their faces. Let's tell Adam Schiff to his dirty, rotten, stinking face that he needs to be impeached, or he needs to be investigated for treason. Let's ask Nancy Pelosi, when she's walking around the streets of D.C., since she's never in California, Nancy, how do you make $100 million as a congresswoman? It's time for these people to taste some of their own medicine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they started it, right? They started this whole sort of culture of attacking conservatives and yelling at people. And, you know, while I don't personally think that we should ever use violence or anything, I think it is okay to confront people and ask them these questions and have your camera rolling so that you get that reaction on camera. You know, I think this is the problem with conservatives, is we've always been so polite. We've always risen above it. Let it roll off your back. You know, let the haters say what they're going to say. But now where has that gotten us? We now don't have any, you know, voices in the general public. We don't have a voice in our education. We don't have a voice in Hollywood, in the mainstream media, in academia. So where has this gotten us? I don't think that now is the time to keep being polite. We have to start speaking up. We have to show our support for our president. And we also have to reveal the hatred and the vile hypocrisy on the left. And the only way to do that is to be bold and be who you are and to confront these people.
And, you know, everyone's had their instincts for victory siphoned off into sports or into like a game show or like a singing competition. And so they kind of get like the reward or whatever from that. Like, oh, I invested in my sports team, or, oh, I invested in this American Idol contestant. And the whole sensation of victory in the real world for your future, for your, you know, the rest of your humanity, the rest of your generations to come, it's just like gone. Like, nobody even thinks about that. Nobody even thinks about having victory for the future politically, unlike the left, which to them, having victory is killing everybody. So it's this weird thing where it's like conservatives need to realize, wait a second, you know, it's nice to root for your favorite football team and they might get a victory and that's fun for a day. This is like, let's have a political victory for America and freedom and independence and self-government, and let's have victories for years to come. But it's like that sensation is lost on people now.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. You know, people need to realize that they need to come out and support President Trump. They cannot let themselves be bullied. They cannot let themselves be silenced. So I say to people, you know, wear your hat, donate to President Trump. Don't be bullied into submission and silence by the left, because Trump is the best that we have to save this country right now. And if we don't have President Trump, there's a very good chance that we're going to lose this country to the radical left.
Yeah, and there's probably never going to be another Trump. I mean, if we're lucky, we'll have another Trump in office. Thank you so much, Fog City Midge, for joining us. And again, folks, always great videos at Fog City Midge. And again, folks, here's another example. There's multiple petitions right now for Adam Schiff to resign. The GOP website has one. Change.org has one. I mean, and all these digital things are nice, but really, you got to go out into the physical world. You got to get active in the 3D realm, folks. It still exists. We're not turned over to machines yet, okay? We're not plugged into the Matrix yet, as far as we know. So let's get active in the real world while it still exists. And I don't know, maybe I'm out of line. Am I out of line for saying Adam Schiff should hang for treason? Is that out of line? Do I want to see Adam Schiff hanging from a rope and a tree when I walk down D.C.? I don't know, probably not.
Well,
the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, the sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end. I'm up here with the crew. It's late at night, but I can't leave the office because history's happening right now. This is a battle of wills between those that want a free world and those that want tyranny. Those who've bet against humanity and those who've bet on humanity. So I'm so thankful to you, the listeners. You are the salt of the earth. You're the people that understand what's happening and who've helped launch a worldwide revolution against tyranny. So I thank you again, but please understand how important you are and understand that your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is absolutely more critical than ever, not just for President Trump, but for InfoWars, who is President Trump's bullhorn of nationalism and patriotism. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports. Support yourself with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. This big mega sale that I call Black Friday comes early is about to end. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the amazing supplements and all the emergency goods at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Cold Brett Kavanaugh. All right. I got some news I'm going to get to here, folks. And then Jesse Lee Peterson joins me on the other side. And then, big announcement here. I'm going to make it right now. We've got to start a new campaign here to get people active again. And it's kind of ironic. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. But we've made a new email address, action@infowars.com. Action@infowars.com. So here's the deal. We played the clip of Warren getting confronted, Rashida Tlaib getting confronted, Nancy Pelosi getting confronted, Adam Schiff getting confronted at the airport, Kamala Harris getting confronted, our own reporters, Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver go out and confront Beto and others. It's time for Republican voters, conservatives, Trump supporters, patriots, libertarians, all these people. We have to get active right now. We have to get politically active, and we have to get active in the streets. It's nice we're winning the digital arena, even with the censorship. That's why polls like Rosie O'Donnell's and Bill Kristol's and Donna Brazile's, and then OkCupid now, a dating site, does a should Trump be impeached poll, and it's like 90% say no. And that's just a neutral poll. Not the leftist polls that go like 60% Trump should not be impeached. So we're already winning in the digital world. That's why they're censoring everything. But see, the digital world is still only a small window into reality. It still hasn't passed real world 3D action. Most people are still only existing in the 3D world, not in the digital world. So you got to take action in the 3D world. You got to get active. And it's time to confront these treasonous dirtbag Democrats. Just point blank. I mean, these people are engaged in open treason against this country, folks. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your First Amendment. They're opening the borders. They're bringing in disease and criminals. I mean, human trafficking. It's out of control. And they're enriching themselves throughout the process. So it's totally out of control. I mean, you're not going to go confront these dirtbags. So we're encouraging people to go out, get active, confront politicians. Even if it's a good thing, you see a politician that does a good thing and stands up for Trump or whatever, and you say, hey, thank you. Thank you. Let me shake your hand. You see one of these dirtbag Democrats out there committing treason, you tell them, hey, you know what? We know what you've done. We know what the crime for treason is. You better straighten yourself out. We know what you've done, Adam Schiff. We know what you've done, Nancy Pelosi. We know you want to take our guns, Dianne Feinstein, Dianne Crime Scene. So if you take action and you want to share that with us, action@infowars.com. But it's not about us, folks. It's about saving America. Now, in the last segment of today's show, I'm going to roll a compilation of some of the examples of all the stuff that's been submitted to us, all the stuff that's happening now, to just give you an idea of how you can take action. We're going to roll that in an hour. Also, I am not good at this because I get 3 hours on air here and I try to put as much information to be as informative and cutting edge as I can. And also this, you know, there's an art form to this. I can't just read things. Otherwise, no one's going to listen. So we try to be totally, I try to get as much into the 3 hours as I can. And some of the times that means I don't even do my job here, which is plug events that I start, like the flag wave that we have coming up that I haven't even mentioned in a month, coming up on November. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's November 10th. That's how bad I am. I don't even know my own events. The flag wave, the Sunday before Veterans Day, that is November 10th, at 10 o'clock, we will be at the Texas State Cemetery putting flags on the graves, and then at noon, we're going to do a flag wave for an hour at a busy bridge here in Austin, Texas. And you know what? I don't even care if I'm there alone. I'll be there waving an American flag because we're engaged in a cold civil war right now, folks, and patriots need to be awakened and ready for when this thing hits the next level. And I'm not going to say it, but it's time for people to just be ready to stand up for America, and they're not going to stand up for America if they don't know she's under attack. So, flag wave, November 10th. I'll see you at the Texas State Cemetery at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then at noon, right after that, we're going to go to a busy bridge in downtown and wave American flags, Trump flags, any flag you want. Betsy Ross flag. Now, I want to do this as well before Jesse Lee Peterson comes on in the next hour, and then we air a compilation of all InfoWarriors and others taking action. to encourage you to do so. It would be tomorrow, but since she's taking off work, we say happy birthday to Savannah Hernandez, whose birthday is actually tomorrow, but she's decided to just take tomorrow off, give herself a birthday present. She didn't even ask for permission. She just said, I'm not showing up tomorrow, but we'll forgive her because it's her birthday. So believe it or not, Savannah has actually been on this crew longer than anyone else. So thanks to Savannah Hernandez for all her great work. And, I don't know. Do you think she deserves the day off tomorrow? I mean, she's taking it anyway, but, perhaps a day off tomorrow, whether it's deserved or not, debatable. So happy birthday to Savannah. And then, of course, as always, just the crew is just fantastic. Okay. I've taken care of all of those notes. Now, I didn't even mention InfoWarsStore.com while I was going through all of that. But as you know, folks, massive specials at InfoWarsStore.com, half off all supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, again, your support at InfoWarsStore.com funds everything that we do here. We've got big plans coming up for the 2020 election cycle. Big plans. So please be a part of those plans by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before I get into the next hour with Jesse Lee Peterson, let me do a bit of a news blitz. Again, I mentioned how there's multiple petitions out there to have Adam Schiff investigated for treason or to get him to resign. I say investigate him for treason, and if he needs to be made an example of. I think Jussie Smollett knows where to find a noose, right, guys? Different neck size. Oh. Now, I'm just talking about jewelry, folks. What neck size for Adam Schiff? Jewelry. Want to get him a nice necklace. The punishment for treason is not being hung. So Schiff didn't need to worry about that. Shifty little Schiff. I just think he should be investigated for treason. And if the punishment is he's hanging, I mean, I don't want to hang out with Adam Schiff. You know what I'm saying? So we had it over a month ago, but everyone's catching up now. Slowly but surely, The Hill has the story. Warren cements frontrunner status. InfoWars next month's news today. They have released the Kraken. No, the clown show for the next Democrat debate. In fact, I'm a little upset right now. I said the crew was great, but now I'm pissed. Somebody moved my clown horn from my desk to about 5 yards away from me right now, and I do not have the power of the Force. Otherwise, I would have this clown horn in my hand, and I'd be honking it. So we're going to do this right now. Thank you for bringing me my clown horn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce the contestants for the next Democrat debate! The candidates are Joe Biden! No, his Ukrainian buddies will not be there. Cory Booker! He is polling at zero. Pete Buttigieg! Buttigieg! Maybe he'll make out with his husband. Julian Castro! Who's about to announce he's pregnant? Tulsi Gabbard makes a debate stage. Ooh, the Democrats don't like that. They'll probably attack her the whole time. Kamala Harris! Kamala Harris, the slave owner in her DNA. Amy Klobuchar! She's so centrist and normal that she might actually win. Beto O'Rourke! Beto, hey, ole, Beto, ole! He just had a flu shot. Ooh, extra power for Beto. Bernie Sandinista. Oh, did you know Bernie's still in the hospital? Oh, no, Bernie. Bernie weakened at Sanders. Tom Steyer joins the club. They're going to put Tom Steyer up there. Hey-o. Don't forget about Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. And Andrew, I know how to ride a skateboard, Yang, and I can do math because I'm Asian. It's the Democrat Clown Show, round 3.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists. But we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high-quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Band.video. We've launched it. Band.video. Very excited about what's going on at Band.video. We're expanding. One of our contributors over there at Band.video is InfoWars reporter John Bound. You can find all the InfoWars segments with Alex Jones, David Knight, myself. You have Millie Weaver on there, Caitlin Bennett, others soon coming, Will Johnson. And then we have a 5-minute recap of the War Room, which I'm very proud of. Sam, the editor, does a great job putting that together every day. But, you know, we have so much that we put out here that even in the 10 hours a day that we're live, we can't get to it all. You can only find it at band.video. For example, here is a powerful report from John Bound that can be found at band.video.
While Congress engulfs itself in fantasy impeachment world, while the squad, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and the media push racial guilt, totalitarianism, and division deeper into our culture, while the U.S. border remains open to enemy infiltration and our bureaucracies protecting that border are demonized,
close the camps now! Close the camps now!
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection has apprehended several members of known Islamist terrorist organizations crossing the southern border in recent years. The Texas Department of Public Safety has reported that border security agencies have arrested several Somali immigrants crossing the southern border who are known members of Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group that launched a deadly attack on the Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi, Kenya.
While Chinese opioids pour into our country and while active duty military suicides reach record highs and the U.S. military focuses on politically correct diversity, the communist Chinese subtly announced that wiping democracies off the face of the earth is now a reality. During their 70th anniversary celebration of communist rule, President Xi spoke of how Chinese Communist Party leader Mao Zedong had stood in the same spot 70 years ago and declared the founding of the People's Republic of China, paving the way for the country to embark on the path of the great rejuvenation of China. Xi said, "No power can shake the status of our great motherland. No force can stop the progress of the Chinese people and the nation." As a parade displayed the Dongfeng 41, a 7,672 mile per hour intercontinental ballistic missile that is said to have the furthest range of any nuclear missile and could reach the U.S. in 30 minutes.
Tell us about this missile, why it's such a national security nightmare for our country.
Well, it's the idea that they had 20 of these missiles, a very old-fashioned, obsolete kind, for most of the last few decades. Now, suddenly, they've got 90. They're able to reach any target in America in 30 minutes or less. Yes. Each one can carry 10 H-bombs, that big round sort of nose cone you saw. The shape of that nose cone is that the 10 H-bombs can fit inside, and each one be separately targeted against an American city or a small town or an Air Force base.
A hypersonic weapons arms race is now in full swing as U.S. company Lockheed Martin is developing a tactical boost glide weapon for DARPA and a hypersonic conventional strike weapon for the Air Force. Raytheon and Northrop Grumman are teaming up to build engines for hypersonic weapons. Raytheon is also working on defense capabilities against hypersonic weapons, while Russia is developing a hypersonic glide vehicle. But back here in cuckoo land, fools like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi weaken our defenses and set the U.S. on a course to submission to the communist infiltration of every aspect of our country.
How do you envision working with this president on these key Democratic agenda items, lowering prescription drug costs, you know, ensuring tougher gun safety measures, as you're actively considering whether to remove him from office?
Have you do with each other?
John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right. Resistance is victory. I got this other clip of someone interrupting an Elizabeth Warren town hall with a Keep America Great sign. It's just time to take action. You're an American. You're a patriot. This is our country.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
Final hour of today's War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to be joined by the powerful Jesse Lee Peterson, the Black Yoda. Yes, very wise is he. And he can tell you all about what it means to be a man. But sometimes in this day and age, it's tough to get your masculinity back. That's why we have Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a big fan of it myself. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com. One of our highest reviewed products. You can read the thousands of reviews for yourself. And it's on sale 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So that is part of our Black Friday sale. Black Friday comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. All InfoWars supplements are 50% off right now
at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide as well. Double Patriot points with every order. So go over to InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't got a water filter yet, what are you waiting for? We've got a discount, $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system and free shipping right now. So heavier items like water filters, air filters, emergency food, which is all on sale. Expensive to ship, but we'll take care of those shipping costs for you as part of our Black Friday sale in its final hours right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We salute everybody that supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. You are the lifeblood of the InfoWar. Jesse Lee Peterson, always an honor, always a thrill, always a good time. Jesse Lee Peterson joins me now. He's out in California as usual. There he is right there. Jesse, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, man. I enjoy being on with you. Thank you.
Well, you actually got a story here that I have to be honest. It's one of the rare times where I can say I'm actually not too informed on this story when the crew put it on my desk. So I'm going to let you tell me what it is that's so significant about this. Botham Jean's brother forgives and hugs ex-cop as she's sentenced to 10 years for his killing. I saw this all over the news. But why did you want to talk about this today, Jesse?
Well, because a white female cop in Dallas, Texas, I believe, accidentally walked into an apartment thinking that it was her apartment. And when she walked in, she saw this man there and she shot him. And that would normally happen when you're trying to protect yourself. But because she's a white female, they gave her 10 years. After it was proven that it was an accident. It was an accident. But because she's a white female and it happened to a black person, a black male, she went to jail for 10 years. She's going to jail for 10 years. And a couple of reasons that she's going to jail. Number one, she's white. She's female. She's an officer. White officers and white people are hated in America today, especially by black people. Had this been the other way around and it was proven that it was an accident and a black man or a black woman walked into an apartment and shot and killed a black person, a white person, it wouldn't be a big deal, especially after proven that it was an accident. Afterward, the son of the brother of the man that was killed said to the officer in court, I'm sorry. I don't hold anything against you. If it was me, I would not send you to jail. I would not punish you, because he understand that it was an accident. But the mother.
Well, I want to pause you right there for a second, because there's a couple things here. And like I said, you're pretty much, you've got all the intel on this. This is one of the stories I didn't really cover that much, because when you first started talking, I was kind of like, well, I mean, she shot the guy dead. I mean, I don't know. Is 10 years that maybe that is fair. And so I'm kind of sitting in my head saying, maybe it's fair. Maybe it's not. But then when you kind of flipped the roles and made it about the identity politics, I realized, you know what? It would be different. It really actually would. Now, I don't know what that means exactly as far as logistics are concerned, but you know it would have been looked at differently. But there is the angle, because I actually saw a video. A woman held a surprise party for her husband or boyfriend. I forget which it was. Happened to be black. And he comes into the house. You guys can try to find this if you want. He comes into his own surprise party, not knowing it's a surprise party. And he immediately pulls out his firearm. He's about to shoot his own wife. And, you know, obviously, you know, comes to the conclusion, oh, whoa, hey, this is just a surprise party. I need to calm down. But literally, so there is that instinct. But I'm just curious, because, again, I don't know all the details. She goes into the wrong apartment. Was she drunk or something? How does she end up in the wrong apartment? Was it new?
At one time, I lived in, as a matter of fact, I lived in Dallas for a while, and I lived in an apartment building. And there were, you know, different floors, 1, 2, 3, 4, sometimes 3, sometimes 4 floors. And if you're not aware, if you're not conscious, you could easily go to the wrong apartment. You could reach for the wrong door and go in. And unfortunately,
was just a simple mistake. I mean, I'm just trying to find out all the details here, yes, more than anything. It's very interesting. This thing was covered across the board here. But you're saying the family forgives, and you think that's because they disagree with the jury's decision here?
Well, not the family, but the young brother of the guy that died. He said to the officer, I forgive you. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even punish you. You would not go to jail for this because he understood it was an accident. But the mother of the boy, she all praising the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got redemption. Bunch of crap. And then even in the, she held a press, conference after the verdict came in and she said, well, this is not all to it. There's a lot going on in the police department. We need to clean up. And so it's really, and then her lawyer, Crump, whatever Crump first name is, the same guy that, held the Trayvon Martin, that thug Trayvon Martin trial. He said it was all about the police department. The Dallas police need to clean up, right? And it's all about destroying the police departments too. It's about these black people wanting chaos in cities and states around the country because they want money and they're using black people for that by intimidating white people. And also, there was one other thing. I believe that the woman, it was an accident, total accident. If anything, she should have to, you know, maybe probation for a couple of years and have to pay compensation to the family for the loss of the son. But I guarantee you, man, the only reason this woman is in prison is because she's white, an officer, and she shot a black man. That's the only reason. Otherwise, after proven it was innocent, she was an accident, the outcome would have been different.
You know, I won't disagree with you on those grounds because just in my own head, when you presented it to me that way, upon not thinking of it that way originally, I did agree. But, I mean, I do think, I mean, there has to be some punishment. I mean, she did kill the guy. I mean, whether it's an accident or not. So I think jail time was probably going to be warranted here no matter what, don't you? I mean, involuntary manslaughter or whatever?
No, I can guarantee you, had it been the other way around, it would have been no jail time. The black person may would have, you know, paid some compensation to the family.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that, Jesse. I guess I'm just saying in general, I feel like there has to be a punishment, even if it's an accident, if you shoot someone to death. I mean.
The punishment is probation, 10-year probation or something.
How about
right?
this though? How about this then? Let's do this because what was the name of Kate Steinle's killer? Cause he didn't go to jail.
And he was an illegal alien.
So there's your example right there.
Yeah. He was an illegal alien who had gone in and out of the country several times. He come back. He killed an innocent American citizen. He didn't have to pay a fine. I don't even think he is in jail. But because.
And let's be honest, that probably wasn't an accident. That was a gang initiation killing that he
claimed. It wasn't an accident. No, yeah, the right. lady walking on the beachfront there.
Yeah. Jesse, so really that just proves your whole point right there. The guy that kills Kate Steinle gets no time. This lady that killed, the guy who happened to be black gets, 10 years.
Yes.
And then by the way, guys, just roll it one more time. Here's the I didn't even see him roll this. The guy comes to his own surprise party, almost just as an aside, and he's so shocked, he pulls the gun on his own wife. Only to find out moments before, I guess he would have pulled the trigger. Yeah, here it is. Can you imagine being in that situation? There's a longer video out there, but yeah, there it is.
The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest, because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please spread the word about Infowars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfowarsStore.com. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people, because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max, because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a breaking news story right now. There's been a shooting at a famous apartment building in Vancouver, Washington. ICE is responding to it. Allegedly, there's a couple injuries. This is just coming down. It was just handed me. Wanted to report on that. It's just odd. Sometimes they're shooting, the media covers it. Sometimes they're shooting, the media ignores it. You really never know. But I just mention it here live on air. Jesse Lee Peterson is with me, and I just want to go through some headlines with Jesse Lee today. So Jesse, let's dig right into some of these headlines. First, I'm sure that you saw this. This is some wild, wacky, wild stuff. You have Planned Parenthood has been building a secret abortion mega clinic in the state of Illinois, which doesn't surprise me, especially since the state of Missouri has pretty much eradicated abortion. In fact, I don't think there is a single abortion clinic in the state of Missouri now, so it makes sense why Illinois has to build a big one. Yeah, it even says the Planned Parenthood medical officer of St. Louis and Southwest Missouri. So they're planning on this because people in Missouri can't get an abortion anymore. They'll go over to Illinois. So that's kind of sick in and of itself, Jesse. But then you've got Teen Vogue, and I had the story of this. I don't know what happened to it, but the headline is just as bad. Americans agree on abortion much more than you'd think. And the whole story is about how, hey, abortion is cool, abortion is popular. This is literally a quote from the Teen Vogue article. Again, I'm a Teen Vogue, Jesse. This is a for youth, this magazine, Teen Vogue. Abortion has been largely presented as a ride or die issue. The truth is, though, abortion is largely condoned. One could even say abortion is popular. So abortion is cool, Jesse. Abortion is popular. It's all good, man.
I know. It's all a lie. Otherwise, why did Planned Parenthood secretly build this huge abortion mill? In St. Louis, for example, you mentioned St. Louis, there's one abortion mill left. And that one,
and that's like clinging on to dear life. That one was about to be ousted, and then I think it was the ACLU or someone came in last minute with some funds to save it.
Yes, that's right. But it's on its way out. Planned Parenthood is built on killing the unborn children to the point now that they at one point was selling, at one time was selling, baby body parts to make money. 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner cities around the country. So they're making buku money off of killing black babies. It's a genocide, really, but nothing is being done about it because the average man, the average black man isn't worth a dime. And the so-called black leaders are making buku money off of supporting Planned Parenthood. And this is why they have built this mill. They even built it under the name called Shell or something like that. They use a false name to build this thing. And what they're trying to do, as you mentioned, is service women in those areas and surrounding cities because they know that if they don't continue to kill children inside the womb, that they're going to have to shut down eventually, especially with the president in there. He wants to defund them, period. So it's going down, and that's why they're secretly building this mill. I got to tell you, there are so many men and women now who are realizing that abortion is evil, and they are not in support of abortion. So that's bad for Planned Parenthood as well.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's like, how is it that Planned Parenthood is getting all this government funding? I mean, we can debate, you know, the legal issue and the political issue of abortion all day long, but I don't think it should be a bait that why are they getting taxpayer dollars? I mean, that to me is the real crime here. And then the sin, of course, is the murdering of unborn babies.
But that's right. I don't want to kill unborn children. I don't want to do that, and I shouldn't have to pay for it. And by taking my tax dollars without me agreeing to it, it's forcing me to support them killing the unborn children. It's insane.
Jesse, they just came out with a story the other day. I forget where it is. I got to tell you, I didn't cover it because I knew it would make me so mad, but I'll bring it up right now. They just came out, Jesse, and they discovered Americans spent more on taxes in 2013 than they spent on their own to feed themselves. Americans spend more money to feed the government than themselves. And part of that reason is we give billions of dollars to programs like Planned Parenthood. Let's go off on a different subject here for a second, because we got Bernie Sanders and the Democrats like Beto, who just took his flu shot. What a great communist he is. Bernie Sanders is still collecting millions of dollars, even though he's still in a hospital bed. But they're the ones raising our taxes into oblivion, Jesse. And then it comes out Americans spend more money to feed the government and illegal citizens than they do to feed themselves. Literally, that's by the numbers. I mean, that's the crime. They sit here and they say, oh, Americans are broke. Oh, well, let's do something about it. And then they take people's money.
And the Democrats are good at that. They're good at taking our money to pay for all this nonsense stuff, but they do not use their own money at all to pay for all this craziness that they're doing. And this Beto O'Rourke guy, he's taking a shot as though, okay, all of us going to run out now and take a dumb flu shot just because we see a weak beta male doing it. These people are insane, man. They're not using common sense at all because they have no common sense. And as you mentioned, I believe, in the opening of this hour here, the people got to stand up. We can't take it anymore. We can't say, be quiet. We can't be afraid of losing something, losing a job or losing money just because these people threaten us with that. We got to stand up and start fighting back because the Democratic Party, the liberal media, the right-o Republicans, and the never-Trumpers, they're on the side of evil. It's not about the people. And at some point, the people got to say no more. We got to stand up. And now is the time to start speaking up. We have 100%. A support of the president. We got to support him too.
Well, and it's really just in support of America and reality, and, yes, and that we don't lose it to these criminal dirtbags like Beto, who would gladly give everyone a flu shot, but take your firearms at the same time. Just look at that. You know what? Let's just leave it there. You know, we're going to play a clip in the final segment of this hour that's just kind of illustrative of, hey, here's the type of action people need to start taking. But, you know, the left is doing it, and they're spending money to do it. They just put up an ad in the New York City subway, need a lawyer, call Crazy Rudy. Hey, that's fine. That's your free speech. But here's the irony. It's kind of like the same thing with Trump. Like, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up the streets of New York City. Like, Rudy Giuliani is the best mayor in modern history of New York City. It's like, it's widely known. It wasn't even a political side issue, but now it is because he likes Trump, and so they make fun of Rudy.
That's right. Well, they didn't love Rudy when he was running New York because he did the right thing for New York. They didn't like that at all. And so they hate the president, and anyone who stand with the president and stand up for him, they're going to come after you trying to get to him. And that's what they're doing with Rudy right now. It doesn't matter because I don't think Rudy cares at all what they think about him. He's put the country first. He's now supporting the president, so he's putting the president first. And that is the right thing to do. The Democrats have nothing, even with this phony idea of impeachment. It's not going to happen. It's just to distract the people. Because the Democrats have nothing, absolutely zero to offer the president. They have Trump syndrome and they derangement, and they cannot think of anything.
I'll say this. They're going to impeach the president, but that's like me benching 500 pounds, but it's actually two foam dumbbells on each side that say like 250. And I'm like, I just bench pressed 500. And you're like, wait a second. Those are foam dumbbells. That's basically their impeachment. It's just totally fake.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you could say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20 plus years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
I'm up here with the crew. It's late at night, but I can't leave the office because history's happening right now. This is a battle of wills between those that want a free world and those that want tyranny. Those who've bet against humanity and those who've bet on humanity. So I'm so thankful to you, the listeners. You are the salt of the earth. You're the people that understand what's happening and who've helped launch a worldwide revolution against tyranny. So I thank you again, but please understand how important you are and understand that your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is absolutely more critical than ever, not just for President Trump, but for InfoWars, who is President Trump's bullhorn of nationalism and patriotism. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports. Support yourself with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. This big mega sale that I call Black Friday comes early is about to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the amazing supplements and all the emergency goods at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists and their Democrat minions are on the verge of taking this cold civil war hot. They have pushed and pushed and pushed and engaged in hoaxes and crimes and censorship and sabotage of the economy and attacks run by the UN on the border that are nothing short of war. And that's because it is a war by multinational corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and others with the Hollywood, America-hating, God-hating filth to try to capture the United States. This is 21st century war. And wars need money to be prosecuted. And we're actually winning the war, but the enemy's throwing their full weight at us right now. That's why we need financial support. It's a total 360 win. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. It's about to end, but we're running out of a lot of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to get in there, step to the plate, get high-quality products you already need, and fund the information war. InfoWarsStore.com.
Nano Doctors!
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, the sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end.
Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Jesse Lee Peterson is going to do a news blitz with me, but the crew has challenged me to attempt to eat an entire box of InfoWars Life protein bars in one segment on air. So, might not be possible, but we may be creative with something like that. So, I'm a big fan of the protein bars. The crew knows it. And so they're like, oh, and if you like the protein bars so much, why don't you just eat all of them in one segment? I was like, I don't know if I could take all of them down in one segment, but maybe two. They're awfully filling. They're on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So maybe that's coming in the near future. But it's just, you know, sometimes it just gets a little awkward knowing that Michelle Obama keeps one of these protein bars in her trousers at all times. So it's just, you know, it's a little questionable. And we did just, actually, we found out that Chuck Schumer's wife keeps the vanilla coconut in her trousers at all times. So it's really wild what's going on with these Democrat wives. Michelle Obama keeps the chocolate protein bar in her trousers, and Mrs. Chuck Schumer keeps the vanilla protein bar in her trousers. It's very weird stuff those Dems are doing up there, but it's very popular in the pants of Democrat wives. Anyway, Jesse Lee Peterson is with me here. We're going to do a news blitz with Jesse. So I'm just going to read headlines. We're going to get his take on it. You know, Jesse, there's this whole thing about, oh, protect the children from shootings, and it's the worst thing ever, the guns. But Virginia doctor illegally prescribed 500,000 opioid pills, sentenced to 40 years in prison. You know, how about the opioid epidemic that kills more Americans than cocaine, meth, heroin, crack, all those illegal drugs combined? We never go after Big Pharma, do we, Jesse? Why do you think that is?
Because they get money from those people. They lobby for them. So it's not about that at all. It's not about the children at all. You got to realize that the government, especially Democrats, they only care about themselves. Money and power is number one and two issues in their life. They don't care about we the people at all, not even the children.
That's 100% right, because the pharmaceutical industry funds mainstream television news as well as these politicians. So that's why we never hear about that. How about this one, Jesse? You know, Greta Thunberg and others, when they climb, they cry about the climate change, man-made climate change, they say, listen to the scientists, listen to the scientists. Well, the scientists have spoken. Hundreds of scientists and engineers tell the UN there is no climate emergency. I guess the climate change alarmists missed that memo, Jesse.
They're going to get in trouble for that. But can you imagine having a mentally ill girl talk to you about the climate? She's so mentally ill, she doesn't even know she's on Earth. How's she going to tell me about the climate? This is all a misuse of the children. These people would do whatever it takes to get what they want. And if it means using mentally ill children to do it, they would do it. And that way we're supposed to back off when they bring on the children. I'm not backing off. This girl has no idea what she's doing, and I don't believe in all this climate change anyway.
So we've got the new movie, The Joker, about to come out in theaters here. The FBI is monitoring threats as The Joker premiere is about to come out. And then you have Joker, gun violence, and Warner Brothers inside the tricky marketing of a modern supervillain. You know, here's what I figure at the end of this, Jesse. I give props to Warner Brothers Studios for doing the best marketing campaign for a movie in years. And the way Hollywood works these days, it's literally like one or two movies a year that saves Hollywood from going completely under. Joker was basically the only one they have right now. So they're building it up as this big mass hysteria to save Hollywood relevance. That was successful. They strike a bunch of fear into people, get the gun fear mongering going again as well. So there's a double benefit there for the gun grabbers of America to fear over this too. But to me, I this just looks like, hey, great job, Warner Brothers. You put out this film. You knew that this would happen. You created this narrative, and now they're probably going to make hundreds of millions of dollars off of this film. Who knows how good it is, but the marketing campaign worked for them. So I'll give them credit there.
That's right. You know, I don't trust Hollywood at all. I don't go to any of their movies. At one time, man, I went to movies twice a week almost.
Same
but
here.
Since they have switched and they don't have real entertainers anyway, they're all fake. I've decided that I'm just not going to participate with them at all.
It's so odd you say that, Jesse, because I didn't know that. We didn't talk about this before, but I used to go to movies probably twice, maybe even three times a week too. I used to review movies professionally. I had a pass. I'd go at any movie I wanted anytime, and they really have just gone downhill. There's like no, going to the movie theater is almost a lost art, but I really think it is because the film industry is just lacking in quality content.
That's right. They don't require you to be your best anymore. They don't use people who are, you know, working hard to become their best at what they do. Everything is all fake. It has no real meaning. And plus, I don't like the fact that Hollywood is into politics anyway. I don't want to know if you're an entertainer. I don't want to know who you're going to vote for. I want you to just entertain me, leave me alone. And Hollywood is pushing everything that's wrong. And the fact that they're trying to take my Second Amendment away from me, there is no way on earth or in hell that I would support something like that. I grew up on a plantation in Alabama under the Jim Crow law. And when I turned 15, I got my first gun. Guns was everywhere. Nobody killed each other. They would either have to be trained as to how to do it. And for Hollywood to tell me why they are being protected by bodyguards, they live behind gated fences, they live in communities where criminals can't even get to. I'm not
They fly around the world on jets, lecture you about man-made climate change. By the way, one of the frauds in Hollywood, Robert De Niro, you remember him? Called Trump a mutt. There's a mutt. He's a pig. He's a mutt. Oh, Robert De Niro's now sued by former assistant claiming harassment. How do you like that? So I guess it's Robert De Niro. That's the mutt, the pig, the dog. He's a mutt. Sorry, it's just did you see this one? How about this one, Jesse?
He's a beta male too.
How about this one, Jesse? A hero to the world. Gandhi is increasingly controversial in India, Washington Post. And guess what? It goes on. I can't even believe I'm reading this. Meanwhile, on the other side of the political spectrum, this side they're like, oh, you know, Gandhi was this great human, you know, human rights, you know, peace and everything, activist. But meanwhile, on the other side of the political spectrum, this is in the Washington Post, India's right-leaning Hindu nationalist ideologues have long had an ambivalent relationship with Gandhi. You see, oh, it's a right-wing-leaning Hindu nationalist. Oh, now Gandhi's bad. Gandhi's bad now, Jesse. He may have leaned conservative. He was a nationalist. Gandhi bad.
That's right. These people, they love evil. I have to tell you, I've always said on my show that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a war between good and evil. And any human being in today's world that stand up for what is right, you're going to be shut down if you're weak. You're going to be shut down by the children of the lie. And the children of the lie, as I said, the media, the Democratic Party, the liberals all over the world, the communists, the socialists, they are children of the lie. I'm looking forward to the day when men, especially men, because if men were to overcome their weakness and start standing up and speaking up, the world would change overnight. I'm looking forward when that happened. And I think it will, because a lot of millennials around the world are starting to wake up and realize it's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's about character. It's about loving what's right and doing the right thing. They're fighting against evil. So I believe change is coming.
Yeah, plus as the whole liberal, authoritarian establishment is telling them how to think and feel, they'll naturally start rebelling against that too. Jesse Lee Peterson, always a pleasure. JLP Talk. JLP Talk. JLPTalk.com. The Fallen State TV. Bond. He's done all kinds of great work. Jesse Lee, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
It's always great. By the way, folks, as we go to break, we're going to play a video in the next segment showing how you can take action. But some other segments, Australia's city is thinking about banning cigarettes. Kidnapped executive from a big tech company found dead. Elon Musk admits, anything to Mars is a suicide mission. UFOs all over the place. They're finally covering Skinwalker Ranch. All that on the other side. Maybe tomorrow we'll cover it.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Every major Democrat candidate has come out and said they want to confiscate all semi-auto firearms. And now Buttigieg has come out and said that it's about political power. That's why they want the guns. Well, finally they're being honest, because all their lies haven't got them to the point they want. So now they're just trying to normalize all this tyranny. It shows what incredible followers these people are. The globalists know they're not going to get this without a civil war. And they know that the minions trying to carry this out are not going to be in a good position in that civil war. But it's up to us to understand the big picture, to carry the fight to the enemy in the information war before they can kick off a hot civil war. That's our mission, if you choose to accept it. So please spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and all the powerful transmissions and reports, and take advantage of store-wide free shipping.
shipping. Double Patriot points, 50% off. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
And, you know, when I announced I was running...
The Predator! The biggest company in the world has got to be...
No. Let him go. Let him go. No. Let him go. Let him go.
If the word out of Trump Tower, New York is that...
Bill Clinton is the rape best.
The Donald Trump is the rape
best. The whole time media.
The Donald Trump is not too happy about...
State Democratic Party in 96. I was a national delegate for the 1996 Democratic National Convention. The first thing I saw was Hillary Clinton. She was outside on Monday or Tuesday saying, "This is Hillary. I'm outside the United Center. I can't wait to see everybody. I'll see you really soon." And so she thought the camera cut off, and then she just turned into bipolar rage. She goes, "Take this effing mic," and threw it right at the cameraman's face. He goes, "Bam!" I mean, you see the mic just flying right at the cameraman's face. And they showed it on the closed circuit. The Reverend Jackson said something I'll never forget. He said, "Watch his hands. Watch his hands." He was saying, "Watch the President of the United States' hands when he come by." Because I saw him up there. He was groping, fondling, and touching, reaching under all these women in front of everybody at this meeting. All these women that were on the executive committee of the DNC for the convention. Just open out all the media there. And the media saw the whole thing, right? So from the time Dick Morris went down in the tabloids until the time... Matt Drudge exposed Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton was a sexual predator gone wild, okay? And to have this guy back in the White House and to have all his employees exposed to him, they're all going to need rape whistles. If you elect Hillary Clinton and you put Bill Clinton back in the White House, they're all going to need rape whistles. Because what's he going to do all day except run around and do what he does?
If you want solutions, it's what you just saw.
It's time to reclaim our former greatness. It's time to be men again. And it's time to let all this scum know we're calling that bluff. Full speed. Ramming speed. Let's go.
We are rolling out the red carpet, not for Tucker, but for some adorable, adoptable dogs. Well, every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
We've got all we can fulfill our moral obligation to protect our planet for our children.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
That we need...
Bill Clinton is a rapist! Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Unity. Well, that didn't happen. Then Mike Pence was supposed to be there in his place alongside Ryan, and we've just learned that he's no longer attending. Jason Carroll is with me. Jason Carroll joins...
One protester had on a shirt... with really a bit of an offense, I guess you could say it was an offensive image, certainly to the police officers who escorted him out very, very quickly. Other than that, very, very receptive crowd. She now goes to Ohio, where her lead is a razor thin. She's got to win Ohio, guys.
People with disabilities, Muslims. I do hope somebody follows that gentleman out and stages an intervention. He clearly has not been following this election very closely.
The things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
All right.
Bill Clinton, rapist.
So he knew that he had a minute.
Get a victory today.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton's a rapist. What's up?
Yeah, we came down here.
For the rally?
Oh, actually, no. My girlfriend got me the shoes and the socks my aunt picked up in Seattle. And these are actually Chubbies, and I got these for the 4th of July. And I got this Hillary for Prison t-shirt. And I just want everyone to know about this, like, big presidential campaign that Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
No, he doesn't. He looks great. We're all going to Rickroll.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
Hillary for prison!
Hillary Clinton fired back at a heckler who was waving a Bill Clinton is a rapist sign.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people.
A terrible week, and he's just got to do this. Bill Clinton is a rapist! Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick in a motel room and when he was running for governor of Arkansas.
Yeah, because of Lolita Express.
And we describe.
That's why. Talk about Weinstein, how you're related to Weinstein. We know it.
If you're in the city of Miami, Florida, you can head down to Florida National University Arena, and you can see the Hillary for Prison banners flying around high in the sky. So be sure to take your pictures, bring your Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You get those autographed. We'll send you a little something for that. And you can send all your pictures to writers@infowars.com. Also, you can send us your pics on Twitter.
The airport just behind us,
and yesterday,
a banner, and I believe it says
Hillary. It says Hillary for prison, 2016.
Right, that's not for the Hillary camp. No, I don't think so. But, all right, very good. We just saw.
Did you read it? There you go.
Good job, Chris Chula.
He's
right. The camera operator, not the person who came up with the
banner.
Right, yeah, good. He's not that clever.
The InfoWars Air Force has taken to the skies over Cleveland. We previously planned to have aircraft flying for all 4 days of the convention, but unfortunately, the Obama White House ordered the FAA for the first time in history to put up a 30-mile exclusion zone for all 4 days of the convention. They'd previously only done that on the last day of the convention, but that hasn't stopped us. The last 2 days, we've had the aircraft flying multiple times daily over Cleveland, and they're also going to be flying before the convention in Philadelphia. We have trucks also with the big banners driving around on the streets. We will not be censored. And of course, there's also Hillary for Prison t-shirts that have taken the nation by storm at InfoWarsStore.com. And Google reports that it's been the number one meme off and on in the last month, even above things like Pokemon Go and the Brexit. That's right. The Hillary for Prison movement is only growing in the face of attempts to censor it. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
You like the Hillary for Prison banner?
I love it.
All right.
Yeah, I do.
You're a rapist!
No.
See what I mean?
After we make sure everybody gets a chance to participate, after we help families succeed in the most important job of any society, raising children, and succeed at work, how can we live together with all of our diversity so we can...
Areas that have been left out and left behind. Give him a hand. Wait. Do not boo this guy. They've had a very bad week, and so they're doing the best they can.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Young voters. Now, one vocal critic of Bill Clinton's who wore a Hillary t-shirt to get inside the event had an outburst at one point, calling the former president a rapist.
Whoa.
No, don't be like them. Give him a hand. They've had a bad week. They've had a bad week.
Politicians want to do, this country is going to make it.
We will look back on tonight as when this new chapter of American greatness began.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you could say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turned over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy, but at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers, and InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.